President Ramaphosa, Cyril Ramaphosa, has reintroduced the COVID-19 grant of 350 rand a month for the poorest citizens in South Africa. The grant, which will run until March next year, will also be extended to unemployed caregivers already receiving child support grants. To discuss how government will pay for all the social relief, I'm joined by Lulu Krugel, the chief economist at PwC. Lulu, it is always a pleasure to speak with you. The president has suggested that government can afford to pay the grants without getting further into debt because of a higher revenue collection by SARS that will help it make these payments. Do you agree?
Well, good evening, Tiffy. I think on the positive side, yes. We did get more tax revenue than what we initially expected. You know, it was still less than what we anticipated at the beginning of last year because of the impact of COVID. But it was quite a bit more than what was initially expected. It was about 130 billion rand more. And it has given government some leeway to actually introduce further plans and potentially also, I think more importantly, reduce our debt levels over time. So yes, thankfully there is a little bit more cash, but it does mean that that the rate at which our debt will decrease in future will probably not be the same. It will potentially slow down.
What do you make of the timing of reintroducing this grant, given that it does follow riots that were influenced by a high rate of poverty and inequality in this country, Lulu?
Yeah, I think we cannot get away from that. I think socially, you know, unemployment, inequality, poverty, those have been the biggest risks to our economy and quite frankly, one of the biggest risks to the stability of our democracy as well. And PwC does a yearly survey among CEOs, and South African CEOs actually indicated that unemployment, about 75% of them said that it's their biggest concern. Mm. So the reality is that typically we are one of the top three countries in terms of our unemployment levels, highest unemployment level globally. And then combined with that, you also sit with very high poverty levels amongst those that are employed as well. So it's not to say that if you have a job, you are out of poverty. So this 350 rand grant, given where our unemployment levels were, did make a difference for people. And it did make a difference in, you know, I think, to some extent, the social fibre as well of the country and could potentially be one of the factors that can contribute positively to stabilising some of the concerns that we've seen. But it's not a permanent solution. And I would like to see government on the back of this, you know, say, what are we going to do to actually create jobs? What are we going to do to address poverty and inequality? Because this cannot be a permanent solution. We cannot continue to pay social grants and not create jobs.
But the president did also announce some measures that could help businesses create jobs, particularly those that were impacted by the riots. So there was adjustments to the employment incentive tax scheme and also some relief given in the form of tax payments that businesses would usually have to pay, but now they have been given some room to not pay, like pay-as-you-earn tax as well as the excise duties on the alcohol industry. To what degree do you think this could help start the job creation process?
It's interesting, actually. There was a report that was published by the World Bank probably 2 or 3 weeks ago in which they said that they do believe that giving tax breaks to companies and actually looking at incentives, tax incentives for employment could be one of the measures that could actually make a significant dent in South Africa's unemployment rates. So I think this is really, really something that you know, that could make a difference. That is important as well. Now the big thing is to actually send a message to business to say to them that, you know, if you employ people, we will provide some stability. There will be some measure of I almost want to say a safety net for you. I do believe that this is extremely important. In my opinion, if you look at the longer term impact, probably more important. And I wish that government, and I know that they are already looking into that, but will continue to look at tax breaks and policy initiatives, etc. And even labour market policy. I know it's a very controversial thing in South Africa, but to look at that and to say, how do we actually create space for businesses to create more job opportunities?
Going back to the grant, 350 rand per month is quite small for most people. But can you give us a sense of the impact that it did have the first time around and the impact that you're expecting it to have this time around, given that it has also been extended to caregivers already receiving a grant?
Yeah. So 350 rand is not a lot. I mean, if you think about it, there's a couple of studies that's been done to say that, South African households or South Africans need around 3,500 rand per person to justify them, that you're talking to in excess of 6,000 rand to kind of just, get the basics on the table, if I could call it that, if you look at most South African households. So 350 rand, if you consider that, is not a lot. But it's interesting that if you look at certain industries where, people could use that, maybe if I think about telecommunication as well, for example, say, okay, they've used that to give them access, network access, which they might not have previously, or to buy food, etc. So it did make, of course, it did make a difference. If you have absolutely nothing to very little, it did make a difference, and I know the first time around it was about 6.5 million people that received that grant that didn't receive anything before that. And if it's extended now, I'm not entirely sure what additional number of people will be covered by that, but it does make a difference, albeit, if you think about in the bigger scheme of things, it's not sufficient to address the challenges that we have. And to be very honest, if you look at where the job losses that hit the hardest, it has also been towards the lower income levels and lower skill levels. Those are the people that lost their jobs and disproportionately, and also are the people that have not necessarily been, taken up in the employment market again with the jobs that has returned on the back of the economy slowly starting to recover.
And just by way of extension of the social relief, the president did make an announcement that those who had lost their jobs from the recent riots would also have some support forthcoming. What do you make of that and its potential impact in the short term?
We're not entirely sure what form that will take, but I can tell you that if we look at the TERS payments, it's made quite a big contribution, a positive contribution to the economy in terms of, providing some income to people that have lost their jobs. So it's an important stabilizing mechanism. And again, I want to say, extending this to people that have potentially lost their jobs is also one of those mechanisms that I think could really be or provide some stability in the economy. But again, I think the important thing is just to continue and for government to say that we want to address our growing unemployment, we want to address the growing poverty and inequality, and to look at measures in which ways we can do that, congruently and with rolling out these grants. We cannot afford as a country to continue to extend the grant system without actually creating more jobs for people. The two has to go hand in hand.
But at the same time, in the absence of those jobs, one would argue that perhaps the support needs to remain. The president has signaled that the support of the latest COVID-19 grants of 350 rand a month will continue until March next year. But my question to you is, under what conditions should that relief system be removed?
Well, to be very honest, if we can address the challenges that we have, specifically around unemployment, poverty, of course, as well. But for me, the most important thing that could turn the tide in that is actually to create jobs. And I cannot agree with you more. The importance of having that safety net, looking at often vulnerable in our society, and actually, you know, that extension to next year March is extremely important, and also providing some kind of relief for people that have lost their jobs. We cannot not do that. We absolutely have to, and I think it's extremely important. I just want to stress that again. Whilst we're doing that, we should look also at plans to, and the president has announced some of that, to expedite and actually make sure that we get businesses up and running, get the support rolled out to businesses as well, so that they can recover and should recover as quickly as possible to employ these people again.
All right, Lulu, thanks so much for your time. We'll leave it there. Lulu Kruger, the chief economist at PwC. And we will have the Unemployment Insurance Fund on the show tomorrow to hopefully give us more clarity on who will qualify and how the support that has been extended to those who have recently lost their jobs as a result of the riots will go. So make sure you're listening to the SFM Market Update tomorrow.